Ken, did you want to auction off your book?
I did.
$1.
Somebody's microphone. Or
I'm going all day.
Is that yours?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
For those of you who weren't here earlier, this is draft edition of my upcoming book, Atlas Snubbed, which is a parody of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. It starts split second after the end of Atlas Shrugged. Just to read the back cover, the point in time, a moment beyond Atlas Shrugged. The cast of characters, enough to fill a Russian novel. The storyline, book one, the world of the looters. Book two, the world of Galt's Gulch. Book three, when worlds collide. Follows what happens after John Galt's strike. The United States collapses, falls apart. I'm looking for an agent right now. I have this as a gift to the Maryland State Party for inviting me to come here today. I'd like to auction this off with all the proceeds going to the Maryland State Party. Whoever gets it, I have to ask you to sign a non-disclosure agreement since you can't hand it out or pass it around until after it gets published, which is hopefully later this year. This is a draft. This is what's going to the agents. This is what came back from the editors. So when the book takes off, this could be worth a lot of money. Does anybody want it?
I'll bid $1. I'll bid $25.
$25, Mr. Lark? Dr. Lark, pardon me.
$30. $30? $35. $35.
It's a fun book. I heard the 40. It's a parody, but the characters in the book don't think so. They use all of the everything that they're saying, they say it seriously. But I like to take the words of the good guy and stick them in the mouth of the bad guy. And the words of the bad guy, stick them in the mouth of the good guy. If you're an Ayn Rand fan, you'll love this. If you're a shruggy like I am, $40. Oh, come on. One, 50. Do you want me to read a little bit of it? Don't make me read this book. What it does, it embodies not only the topic of my talk this afternoon, separation of society and state. That's actually a bit of a side story, because it's the second clause to society's constitution that I didn't mention, and it covers a lot of what Dr. Lark was saying. We got 50 in the front here.
55.
Going up, 55.
If I can put all my credit cards.
I don't think. Oh. You tell me. Let me ask the chair.
If the treasurer will take my credit card, 55. If the treasurer will take Bob's credit card, 100.
Let me read the last of the preface, last paragraph of the preface. With the complete collapse of the collectivists, excuse me, I love alliteration. With the complete collapse of the collectivists, way was now clear for the strikers to return. But the world they inherited was nothing at all like the world they had originally left behind. Nor was the reception they received quite what they expected. For among the survivors still clinging to life in the obscure niches of the four corners of the world, there was one cliché that could not be uttered. No longer could people idly bear to hear the name, the phrase, the cry of despair, "Who is John Galt?" Because now they knew. $55. $60.
Money.
What is this?
The big money.
You know, I often go into these off at the Illinois Libertarian Party convention last October, and it went for $300. I did one at the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania last year, went for $325. So if you're going to get it for $60. You got a bargain coming to you. 60 going once. Once and a half. Twice. 60 going twice. Twice and a half.
65.
Oh, under the wire. It's good that I'm doing these halves. Hey, my degree's in physics. I know some real numbers. Don't worry. I'll leave pi out of it. I won't go irrational on you. $55. 65 going once. 70.
75.
There we go. Oh. It's only half the size of Atlas Shrugged. And there's good news, too. Atlas Shrugged, the big John Galt big speech at the end, 33,000 words. Big speech at the end of this, 5,000 words. All right, so a little bit kinder, gentler. $70. $75? I'm sorry. No, you said 80, didn't you? $75. If you like the Foundation Trilogy, Asimov's Foundation Trilogy, there's a lot of quotes from it in here. It's a pastiche parody. I take pieces of other novels. There's a piece of Arthur Clarke in here. Thank you very much. That's in here too. And I have his discussion of how to do a coup when he first takes over the Foundation. I put those words into the mouth of Fred Kinnon and Dr. Ferris. So it's a fun book. 75. Going once. Going E times. Quick, what's E?
You said no irrational numbers.
He said 80. He brought us back to the realm of normality. Did you say 85? He said 80. 80. Do you know one thing I do in here? If I prove the Stryker's oath is meaningless. What is it? I swear by my life and my love of it that I will never ask another man. I will never live my life for another man. Doesn't say what you're going to do, though, does it? You could murder him. You're not living your life for him. Or ask another man to live for mine. So what? You have no power over him. Ayn Rand's book is meaningless. And you only want, what, $80 for it? It's good. This is good stuff. $80 going once. 81 going E times. 80 going E times. 80 going twice. Twice. Four times. Oh, I went right past pi. I believe it at that. So, $80 for the Carolyn Libertarian Party. Listen, on behalf of my wife Roberta and I, thank you. Thank you for inviting us back. It's great to be here. I'm sorry I missed some of my old-time favorites, Steve Boone. Doris Gordon. Where's Doris? Miss her. Thank you all very much. We'll see you again soon.